Hello everybody, and welcome back to Suggestions with Otter 2. This is our 5th episode, 4th if you don't include the trailer. So let's get into it. This episode about podcasting, or how to make a podcast, was suggested by Galaxy Wolf Girl 10. Thank you for suggesting that. Well, she said to how to make a podcast, and then I replied saying, oh, I'm not really sure how that would fit into the format. I can't do an episode specifically on how to make a podcast, because that doesn't really fit into the format, but I can do an episode on podcasts, which does fit into the format. So, before I start, I would like to clear something up. Galaxy Wolf Girl 10, you said you seemed a bit confused about who was hosting the show. I am What's-His-Face, obviously it's called Suggestions with Otter 2, the description it says What's-His-Face and Otter. Well, yes, I am What's-His-Face. Otter is, I'm sorry to disappoint any fans who care deeply about this, but Otter is a fictional otter which sits in the show and kind of just stares at me, or something like that. I haven't really thought it through. I will come up with something more believable next time. Anyway, number one, is it worth your time and or money? Well, if you're putting money into a podcast, you shouldn't be at the start. When you're starting a podcast, you shouldn't put any money into it. Is it worth your time? I mean, yeah, I guess. If people like it, like with the mine, I'm surprised it got, I've got, 10 subscribers. I'm surprised I got it so fast. I've only been going for a few weeks now. And is it worth your money? If you got a big podcast, I would recommend, putting money into it. It depends what you're putting money into. But if you're buying, actors, if it's, a fictional podcast or, a show, or, something like that. Or if you're just buying, editing software or sound effects or something, then I recommend you have at least 1,000 or 500 subscribers. And then you can start putting, money into it. Because you don't want to waste your money, and then what if you just get 500 and then people stop liking it, and then it goes down to 15 subscribers, then you will have wasted all your money. So I wouldn't recommend putting too much money into it early on, and I guess it's worth your time. I mean, as I said, if it's popular and people like it and you like making it, then yeah, it's worth your time, as long as you don't spend all your time on it. I only spend 10-15 minutes a week recording this, so it doesn't take up very much of my time. And I'm sorry this episode is one day late. There's been a lot of homework with school. So I'm sorry this episode is one day late. And I guess that's section one done. Now section two, specifically what I like or dislike about it, and statistics, if I can think of any more statistics. So specifically what I like about podcasting is, it's fun, it's free, it's easy to do. Well, depends. For me, it's easy to do. I like interacting with users, obviously, because this isn't an interactive podcast where you can suggest episodes. So I do like communicating with users, and they have nice stuff to say about the show. Another thing I like is that, you can earn money from it, but I don't earn money from it. And you don't have to earn money from it. It's just something you can do. You don't have to earn money from it. And I don't choose to earn money from it. So I guess that's the thing I like. If you wanted to get money, if you're saving for something, then you could get money from YouTube or podcasting or something. What I dislike is, I don't get any hate, but you can get a lot of hate on a podcast, and then that can really make you feel really upset and even depressed if you get a lot of hate. I have a fairly thick skin, so I don't really, even if I did get hate, I probably wouldn't care, because just, they're gonna hate. There's nothing you can do about it. You just ignore them. I think that's the only thing I dislike. Yeah, it is. So now statistics. Good statistics. You can earn money from it. It's good for, people are nice to you in comments or such, and then you feel happy. Another good statistic is podcasting is quite fun. So, Another good statistic is that it doesn't take up too much time, assuming you don't spend ages editing it. Because I don't usually edit, I don't really anything to edit onto. I guess now bad statistics. Bad statistics, again, with the hate, you can get a lot of hate, it can make you feel sad. But that kind of counteracts with the good comments, so yeah, I guess that's not really a good thing or a bad thing. You can just get feedback. Sometimes it'll be bad, sometimes it'll be good. Another bad statistic, I guess, is that you could pour a lot of money into podcasting and then it might not work out. But I guess that's the same with a lot of stuff, like either YouTube or any kind of career, really. You could pour a lot of money and effort into it and waste your time and you could get nothing. Or it could just fall down and then you could lose everything. I guess that's pretty much it. Oh, I would like to say, Minecraft Java is for computers. In the comments, I've kind of explained that a bit. So, I have a Minecraft Java server. It is fishcakes1.minehut.gg. That's all lower cases, fishcakes, no space, letter 1, full stop or dot, then minehut, which is minehut, dot or full stop, gg. So that's fishcakes1.minehut.gg. I'm not usually, it's not usually active. Like, I can like turn it on and off so people can join it, or like they can join it, but it'll just say, oh, this server's offline, check out other Minehut servers. But usually it's offline. I mean, I will put it online for certain periods. And I will kind of try and say in the comments or something, oh, the server is going to be online from this period to this period. You can play it then. But it depends. If I get a ton of requests from people saying, oh, well, we want to play Fishcakes server. I know, I have obsession with Fishcakes, nobody knows why, not even me. If you want to play Fishcakes, you can kind of just ask, oh, can you like keep it online? So if I get loads of requests from everything saying, oh, keep it online, can you keep it online, then I will keep it online at all times. But the spawn area is protected, so you can't break anything in the spawn area. And then after that, I'm not sure what I'm going to do, because I was going to do like mods, but then you can't do mods for servers, really. I mean, you can, but I don't think you can do mods for the... I don't think you can really do mods for Minehut servers. You can use plugins. I'm going to look into using plugins, but I kind of just want to add new stuff. Like, I really would like to use like the SP Lockdown mod, which is really fun to play, especially with other people. But then, at the same time, you can't really use mods for servers. I mean, you can use mods in, like, a LAN game, but you can't use mods for servers, so that's annoying. I guess what you can do if you join now is basically just, like, vanilla survival. I will, like, go on it at certain points and, like, build stuff in the spawn. And I will give, like, if I see, like, people who support the podcast in there, then I will, like, give them loot. Like, not, like, netherite, but, like, decent stuff. So, yeah, that's all I have to say. The server IP is fishcakes1.minehut.gg. I'll see you there.